This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
So based on the incredible success of the program, I'm announcing that I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the paycheck protection, which will help keep Americans employed to facilitate a quick and full recovery.
Some wise comes along. He's trying to convince people, well, other doctors mainly, that there's teeny tiny invisible bad things called germs that get into your body and make you sick. Huh? He's trying to get doctors to wash their hands. What is this guy? Crazy?
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host, and it's so great to be with you on this beautiful morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, well, welcome, people around here. You heard right, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions every single week right here on KNBR, and that's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. We are broadcasting live right now out of my home studio. I'm not in downtown Oakland today. I'm out of my house just like you, standing here in my slippers and talking to you. So good morning. If you have a question, I'd be happy to talk to you. You can go ahead and call us right now. The number is 808-KNBR. Again, the number to call if you have a question, maybe you want to know about a particular stock or what you should do with your investments or a trust, who knows? The number to call is 415-808-5627. Again, the number to be on the air, 415-808-5627. Or if you don't want to be on the air, you can always tweet me a question anytime you like. Again, that's at PYA Radio. Anytime you like. So this past week, Jim and Francine and I had a virtual meeting. You see, since this pandemic started, we've been offering these 15-minute crisis calls with anybody out there who wants to talk with one of our fiduciaries. And my number finally came up this week. So there I am on a RingCentral virtual meeting, and I met Jim and Francine for the first time. They've been married for about 31 years, and these last few weeks of sheltering in place, well, let's just say they can't wait to get back to their hobbies outdoors. I started by asking how I can help them, and Jim said, "We're fine, quote, I've got it covered. We have plenty of money," end quote. "And you don't have to worry, Francine. I left the password to the accounts by the computer," end quote. Then Francine started telling me about March 23rd. You see, back in 2008, they had lost so much money in the market, and Jim decided that he had to go and work extra hard to save, and now she is ready to retire. But after last March, March 23rd, to be specific, just a few weeks ago, wow, how their future looks so uncertain now. So Francine said she was afraid of losing more money and how at this time in their life they just can't handle another 2008. She said she doesn't trust the economy and how it feels like it's all about to unravel. And she then said that, quote, they aren't good planners and that although they made a lot of money over the last 10 years, she doesn't think they've saved enough. And how when she looked online at their accounts on March 23rd and Jim was freaking out, she just doesn't want to make the same mistake again. Does this sound familiar? Are you married? Thinking about getting married or happily living with your partner? One of the most common disagreements and conflicts between couples has to do with money. So today's show is dedicated to couples. You're going to want to keep it tuned right here as I help you learn how to design a retirement that keeps you both happy even during these uncertain times. It's going to be a great show. Now, let's get started. Are you married, thinking about getting married, or happily living with your partner right now as we shelter in place? Well, today our show is dedicated to couples. And why is that? Well, because one of the most common disagreements and conflicts between couples has to do with money. And right now, since you're sheltering in place, chances are the subject has come up, well, maybe once or twice. So keep it tuned right here today for the entire show as we help you learn how to design a retirement that keeps you both happy, even in uncertain times. So earlier, I was talking about Jim and Francine. You see, they have been married for 31 years, and their kids are grown, and they're on their own, and Jim feels everything is fine, and he's got it covered, end quote. He says, we have plenty of money, and you don't have to worry, Francine. Well, then Francine started telling me, and just by the way, this week we did a virtual meeting with them. We've been doing this for the community. We've been doing 15-minute calls with anybody who wants to talk about finances with one of our advisors. And so Jim and Francine took me up on that offer. And Francine was talking to me about their experience in 2008. She told me that they had lost so much money in the market and how Jim decided to work extra hard to save. And now they are ready to retire. Well, that was until last March 23rd that we just went through. Just happened just a few weeks ago. And again, she said they lost so much money. And Francine said she was afraid. She's afraid of losing money right now because Jim can't go back to work anymore. And how at this time in their life, they just couldn't handle another 2008. And she said it feels like we're walking into a depression right now with the government taking on so much debt, so much risk by buying different types of assets. And so then I asked Jim, what does we have plenty of money mean exactly? And I just let it hang there. And then there was silence. And then I followed up with, Jim, what if you were to contract COVID-19 and unfortunately succumb to it over the next month? What would Francine do? Again, there was silence. I continually find it fascinating how couples who have been married for 20, 30, even 40 years have odds when it comes to this subject about navigating money. You see, in retirement, you should be enjoying your lives, taking on new hobbies, volunteering, spending time with your grandkids, and vacationing, of course, once they open that back up again. Instead, I frequently see the battle of the sexes play out in couples' financial plans with three common results, and this story has the same. First, they do nothing. They're so far apart on what they want to do that they don't do anything. They're just paralyzed. Second, they divide and conquer. Well, kind of. He invests what's his, and she invests what's hers. But there's no real plan for how those separate investments and strategies are going to come together and get them to their common goal. Or the third way that I see this happening is they compromise. They work together to create a true retirement plan that addresses both of their needs and puts them both, even Francine, more at ease about their financial future. So my job is to get couples to result number three, obviously, and a successful retirement plan. So how do I do that? How does Francine and Jim, in this case, how do they get on the same page? Because obviously they're far apart. Well, the first step is education. The first thing I do with couples who seem to have completely different opinions is to encourage them to study up on the basics. Many of my clients attend one of our virtual workshops, our webinars, during which we introduce such topics of market volatility. If you would like to see one of those, go to pyaevents.com right now, where you can see several that are up there right now. We'll be talking next week with an expert. His name is Apollo. He's a PhD. He's with Dimensional Funds, DFA. You may have heard of them. And on Tuesday, we'll be doing a live webinar with him where you can ask questions about market volatility. We also are going to do one in about a week, you'll see up there. How do you protect your downside even if markets go up? And if they go back down again, how do you stop the bleeding if that were to happen? We'll also talk about income. How do you produce income in retirement and reduce taxes? Social Security. These are all things that we talk about during our webinars. It can be a lot to digest at one time. But I find that couples often leave the webinar with a better appreciation for the importance of a comprehensive plan and that they may need some help in some areas that they didn't even know about. Like in Jim's case, he didn't really know about taxation. In fact, he completely overlooked it. So I frequently ask couples to sit down with, say, Mark. Mark is the tax man in our office, and right now he is very busy doing tax returns, but he is available also to talk over the phone or via email at this time. Or I ask couples to read my book, Protect Your Assets. That's typically just the start as we go through the retirement planning process. And if I see that they take the time to read the book or talk to Mark, then that tells me that they're really serious about building a comprehensive plan. And it helps them understand why I may say certain things. And they ask a lot better questions. And I also see that they have more confidence in the plan when they see how all the pieces work together. Coming up next, it is time for our popular They Say segment. Ever hear that expression, men are from Mars and women are from Venus? Well, we're going to discuss how men value money differently than women, and this alone could help save your relationship, so you're not going to want to miss this. You are listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Planning for retirement today can be like a gigantic roller coaster you've never been on before. And right after that kid straps you into your seat and says you're good to go, you notice they forgot to tie their own shoes. Well, it could be a bumpy ride. But don't white-knuckle your retirement planning. Call 866-PROTECT and let David Hollander help you throw your hands in the air like you just don't care. Enjoy the rest of the ride. Call 866-PROTECT and speak to the Protect Your Assets team today. That's 1-866-PROTECT.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And when it comes to marriage and money, the number one problem that most people fight about is money. And that's because the financial and investing world can be so intimidating, so confusing, so much so that people just tend to freeze and they do nothing or they do the wrong thing. No one wants to make a bad decision with their money. It's just that sometimes you don't know what to do because who has time to go get a PhD in finance or economics? If there's one thing we know, it's that people just want to be heard. And they want a plan they can understand. Does that sound familiar? That's why today we're sharing how to design a retirement that keeps you both happy. So now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
They say.
Are you kidding me?
So here's when they say that people normally look at money the same. Money provides security and allows you to have fun, but does everyone really value money the same? No, definitely not. I don't think so. I found that people value money differently. And often when I'm meeting with clients, I see the biggest differences are between how men view money and how women do. Earlier in the show, I was talking about a couple that I met virtually just this week. And as we were talking on the computers, I saw a little dog in the background. And on the floor, the dog was laying there. And I said, oh, I see Jim and Francine, you have a Vizsla. And they said, how do you know about a Vizsla? And I said, well, I have one too. And so we started talking about their dog. And anyway, I won't go down that road, but it was a great, great little moment. And then we started talking about their finances. And you see, right now we are helping the community in the Bay Area by offering free 15-minute crisis calls to help anybody who has a question about finances. And so My number happened to come up last week, and I met with Francine and Jim on our Ring Central meeting platform. And we got to talking, and Jim told me how he valued golf, traveling, the stock market, success, and status, while Francine valued security, safety, relationships, giving, and was emotional about what their money could do for them going into retirement. This difference in values was creating challenges in their relationship, particularly right now as they are spending a lot of time together, sheltering in place in their home, and their kids are no longer there. And just a couple weeks ago, you may remember, March 23rd, it really spooked Francine. As she said, they can't do another 2008 right now because Jim just can't go back to work like he used to back in 2008. So now she was very concerned because she doesn't trust all this government stimulus, and she fears that we're headed for another depression. This disconnect, which is perfectly natural, by the way, is exactly how stress and even resentment can be created, even in the best relationships. And I explained to them both that they needed to develop a plan that addresses both of them, that Francine deserves to be heard, and they both need to have a plan that fits their current situation. And that's why some level of participation is just necessary from both partners. So I get it. Numbers are not exciting. In fact, when Jim was going on about his Vanguard mutual fund and Morningstar, and he was showing me all these little charts on the screen, Francine just yawned right there on the screen, just yawned in front of both of us. And you could tell she didn't really want to be there. And I understood immediately that Francine didn't want to be involved in managing the portfolio. However, she was educated enough and knew how to log in and look at the balances, and that really scared her. So that's why I encouraged her and all of the couples that we work with to attend a session with me at least once a year, more often if needed, so that both of them are up to speed on the design and the management of their retirement plan. And I see this as an opportunity for Francine, in this case, to have her questions and her concerns addressed right there while Jim is sitting there, and to let me serve as the neutral third party with their opinions as they start to differ in terms of what they want them to do. That brings me to what a comprehensive written plan should look like. When I meet with a couple, I can quickly tell if they're on the same page with their retirement goals. I'm not a trained couples therapist, but sometimes I really do feel like one. And I can sense when one spouse, like in this case, Francine, is more anxious than Jim. And I'll ask, what do you think would make your worry go away? What would you need to see to make you feel comfortable with your retirement future? I explained to both parties, like I did in this case, that unless positive action steps are taken, the tears, the fears, and the arguments just won't go away. So back to Francine and Jim. Francine told me how they had lost a lot of money back in 2008 when the market dropped. Jim's solution? Well, I'm going to work 6 days a week. I'm going to rebuild that retirement account. And he made accumulation his mission. And Jim's 401k was worth over $1 million on February 19th. But though Francine and I respected his efforts, she clearly needed more. You see, March 23rd just happened, and his 401k went down, way down. And right now, since there is so much unknown about when this virus will end and how the government stimulus will actually work or not work out, she wanted to see how their investments and other income sources were going to come together in retirement, which they are knocking on the door right now. And she wanted to know that this time it would be different. All right. So we've been talking about the virtual webinars we've been doing, or workshops, if you will. And this is due to the fact that right now we just obviously can't meet people in groups. So we found a great way to do this is by doing these virtual seminars, if you will, where you can attend it on your own computer. And these webinars allow us to have a plain English, straightforward conversation where we discuss how your taxes can change in retirement. After all, April 15th is coming up. As you know, it's been extended out to July 15th, but right now is a great time to be thinking about it. Ideas for protecting your money while still earning a respectable return, even if the market decides it wants to go back down again. And how you can create a source of lifelong income in retirement, even if, once again, your portfolio gets knocked out by volatile markets, which certainly could happen. So we'll be doing a webinar this week, Tuesday, in fact. To be specific, it is 3 days, 5 hours, and 10 minutes away. Go to pyaevents.com, pyaevents.com, and you can register right there for our webinar where we'll be meeting with a PhD expert on market volatility and what he sees coming up here in the next couple of weeks. I'd like to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Bill Coors, Heather O'Donnell, Tom Kelly, Louisa Tallarita, Kathleen Withycom, and Claire Hawkins. Happy birthday to all of you. So today we've been talking about couples and money and how the number one issue that most people fight about is money. And so when you talk about marriage and money, it becomes a very delicate subject. And earlier I was talking about Jim and Francine, who I was lucky enough this week to meet via a virtual webinar. And Jim is an engineer. He loves spreadsheets. He loves looking at the stock market every day. And Francine could really care less about the technical nature of money. She just wants to know that everything's going to be okay. So this week when we met virtually, I got to meet their little Vishla, was a sweet little dog. And we were talking about how they had different interests and different values when it came to money. So she felt a lot better when we started talking this week. And we started working through a plan. And so earlier I was talking about that whole situation and how we started to develop a plan. So I thought it'd be a good idea today to go over what should a good, clear, written plan show. And you may want to write some of these down if you decide to talk to somebody about this. First, it should show how annual income needs are going to be met through different sources like Social Security, pension benefits, annuities, and investment accounts. Second, it should show how to draw down on investment accounts to maximize income, even when some of your positions may have just gotten decimated. There may be positions in the account that you can still get out of that are tax efficient and give you that base you need to draw on, say, over the next few months. Third, it should show how to protect your principal and set up reliable income, even in the volatile markets that we're in right now and most likely going to see here in the future. It should also show how different growth strategies can mitigate inflation. As you heard me talk at the top of the hour, inflation will most likely be a big issue here, given the fact that the government has put a whole bunch of stimulus in the market right now. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today, even though we're operating out of our house. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers, Dora, Phil, Felicia, and Claire. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets radio network. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend and try and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Mr.
Sandman. All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.